Hello, I'm Sebastian. Welcome to Nine Narcheries Podcast. Today, I will summarize and review the book. Tiny Beautiful Things by Cheryl Strayed is a best-selling collection of advice columns originally written under the pseudonym Dear Sugar for the online literary magazine The Rumpus. Rather than offering quick fixes, Strayed uses each letter as a doorway into deeper reflection on love, grief, addiction, family rupture, desire, shame, and the struggle to become fully oneself. The 10th anniversary edition adds a new preface and additional columns, extending a book that has already reached readers through multiple formats and adaptations. Its genre sits between advice writing and personal essay, with Strayed frequently drawing on her own experiences to answer other people's questions with unusual directness and tenderness. The purpose of the book is not to prescribe a perfect life plan, but to model a way of meeting pain with honesty, accountability, and compassion. Across the entries, Strayed treats suffering as real, avoids moralizing, and insists that clarity comes from telling the truth and acting on it. I will give you key takeaways from this book. Firstly, radical empathy as a form of guidance. A defining feature of Tiny Beautiful Things is the way Strayed turns advice into an act of radical empathy. She does not position Dear Sugar as an expert hovering above the messy lives of readers. Instead, she meets letters with emotional presence, acknowledging fear, confusion, grief, and longing without dismissing them as self-indulgent. The guidance often begins by naming what hurts and why it hurts, giving readers language for experiences they may have minimized or hidden. That empathic stance is not soft or permissive. Strayed pairs compassion with a steady insistence on truth, asking people to stop lying to themselves about what they know, what they tolerate, and what they want. The result is advice that can feel simultaneously comforting and bracing by treating each letter writer as fully human. She suggests that healing is less about perfect solutions and more about being witnessed, understood, and challenged to act with integrity. The book thus becomes a model for how empathy can clarify, not just console. Secondly, truth-telling, accountability, and the courage to change, Strayed repeatedly returns to the idea that transformation starts when people tell the truth about their lives. Many letters involve avoidance staying in relationships that erode dignity, postponing hard conversations, or clinging to narratives that protect the ego while prolonging suffering. In response, Dear Sugar urges accountability, not as punishment, but as freedom. Strayed encourages readers to identify what is within their control, to recognize patterns they have participated in, and to make choices aligned with their values rather than their anxieties. This emphasis on agency does not ignore structural hardship or trauma, but it refuses to let pain become an excuse for harm or stagnation. Her advice tends to focus on actions that reveal priorities setting boundaries, leaving a destructive situation, seeking help, or accepting the consequences of past decisions. The columns often show that clarity arrives after a decision is made, not before, and that courage is practiced in small, unglamorous steps. Across the collection, truth-telling becomes both a moral stance and a practical tool for change. Thirdly, grief, loss, and living with what cannot be fixed, loss is a recurring subject in Tiny Beautiful Things, and Strayed approaches it with an unsentimental tenderness. Rather than treating grief as a problem to solve, she frames it as a reality to carry, one that reshapes identity and relationships. Many advice questions revolve around death, estrangement, betrayal, or the ending of a life imagined. Dear Sugar acknowledges that some wounds do not close neatly, and that healing is not the same as forgetting. Strayed often invites readers to make room for contradictory emotions: love and anger, relief and sorrow, longing and acceptance. She challenges the cultural impulse to rush people through mourning, or to demand a clean narrative of closure. In doing so, she offers a more humane understanding of recovery, where meaning is built through continued living rather than through erasing pain. The guidance emphasizes rituals of remembrance, honest conversation, and allowing time to do its slow work. The book stands out for validating grief while also nudging readers toward connection, responsibility, and forward motion. Fourthly, love, desire, and the boundaries that protect the self. Strayed addresses romantic love, friendship, and family attachment with a clear-eyed focus on boundaries. Many letters expose the ways people confuse intensity with intimacy or loyalty with self-abandonment. Dear Sugar pushes back against relationships built on secrecy, cruelty, manipulation, or chronic disappointment, even when the writer feels deep love or dependency. Strayed does not reduce love to rules, but she insists that love without respect becomes a trap. Her responses frequently ask readers to examine what they are accepting as normal: unequal labor, emotional unavailability, recurring infidelity, or the slow corrosion of self-worth. At the same time, she does not present boundaries as cold detachment. They are portrayed as a way of staying whole enough to love honestly. The advice often includes a call to speak plainly, to stop negotiating with someone who has shown they will not change. and to choose partners and friends who can meet them with reciprocity. Across the collection, love is treated as both feeling and practice, measured by behavior rather than promise. Lastly, using personal narrative to make advice feel real. The voice of Tiny Beautiful Things blends counsel with memoir-like storytelling, which is central to why the book resonates. Strayed frequently references her own experiences, not to center herself, but to demonstrate that advice is credible when it is lived. This approach transforms the traditional advice column format into something closer to intimate essay. The reader sees an advisor wrestling with imperfection, regret, and hard-earned insight. The narrative method also widens each letter beyond the immediate problem, connecting private dilemmas to universal themes of shame, resilience, forgiveness, and longing. By exposing her own vulnerabilities, Strayed reduces the distance between writer and reader and creates an atmosphere where honesty feels possible. The structure of many responses mirrors the emotional arc of a good story: confusion, recognition, confrontation, and a step toward clarity. This is why skeptics of advice compilations often find the book unusually absorbing. It does not read like a list of tips. It reads like a series of human encounters where empathy, language, and narrative work together to help people see their lives more clearly. In conclusion, Tiny Beautiful Things is best for readers who want guidance that respects complexity: people moving through heartbreak, grief, addiction in the family, estrangement, uncertainty about identity, or the quiet despair of living out of alignment with their own needs. It is also well-suited to anyone who loves personal essays and wants advice that is more about emotional truth than technique. The practical benefit is not a step-by-step program, so all way, but a sharpened ability to name what is happening, recognize patterns, and choose actions rooted in self-respect and compassion. Intellectually, the book offers a compelling argument that vulnerability can be a source of strength, and that moral clarity is often an emotional practice before it becomes a decision. Compared with many self-help books, Strayed stands out by refusing easy optimism and by speaking in a voice that feels intimate, direct, and unvarnished. Compared with traditional advice columns, she expands the form into literature, using story, confession, and empathy to reach something more durable than a solution, a sense that pain is survivable, and that honesty can be transformative. The anniversary edition deepens an already influential collection, inviting both new and returning readers to revisit its hard-won wisdom. If you would like to support Cheryl Strayed, you can buy the book through the Amazon link I've provided in the podcast description. After reading the book, please let me know what you think and share your thoughts. See you around.